Hello.
Hi, Stephen. Is this a good time for you now?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Sounds like you're driving. Your hands free, right?
Correct.
Okay, good. Okay. So I'm going to go over some notes first with you before we go over billing. So as far as, like, obvious electrician, panel upgrades, rewiring, EV charging stations, anything else you want me to notate?
No, just generally everything residential.
All residential, that, right?
Yeah, that, I mean, I do like commercial, but I don't want to advertise it because it's going to be hard to get the kind of
no
job I mean, I've been advertised since, like, 2011, and I used to have something in there similar to, like, all home mining needs or something like that, but...
Okay.
Yeah. But I'll think residential.
Okay, let me just notate that.
And I'm wondering, I mean, again, I'll go with your expertise, what you think would get people's attention more. If I should do the Steven J120 volts written however you think, or if I do Steven Ravisi, but then, like, find us on social media or under Steven, you know what I mean? I don't know. And then put the Steven J, but it's up to you.
Yeah, I think the company name isn't really what's going to draw in people finding you. It's going to be by the keywords and the search terms that we utilize is what's going to get you found, right?
Okay.
It says branding, that social media page, too.
Okay, and if there's anybody that recognizes my social media, it should only help. You're saying people don't really pay attention to the company name that much.
They really don't. They're looking for an electrician, and they're just, like, trying to find somebody. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah.
What are your typical hours of operation? Are you, like, when you answer your phone, I guess you would say? Are you, like, a Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday?
No, I full-time job is third shift, 1 week on, 1 week off, 6 and 6 p.m., 6 a.m., so I don't have a regular schedule, so if I'm awake, I answer the phone.
So do you want me to put Monday through Friday, 6 to 6?
No, I can do weekends, too.
What do you prefer I put?
It doesn't matter. I don't know.
You want me to put 8 to 5 or 8 to 6?
No, you can do 6 to 6.
6 to 6? Okay.
Yeah.
What about Saturday and Sunday?
Same?
Okay, so I'll put Monday through Sunday. And then this way, you just schedule whoever you want accordingly. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay. And then when it comes to your targeted areas, you travel up to about a 50-mile radius, 50?
Yeah, I think so. That sounds a little far, but...
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, do you prefer when we communicate with you, do you prefer that it's phone calls, text messages, emails, phone and text? What's your preference?
Either phone or text. I mean, I prefer communicating on the phone because I'm so bad at typing. But this number is coming up as spam.
Okay, so I'm going to put, if when we text you, it's going to be from our 877 number or when we call you, and I'll text you that number because I'm going to want you to program it in your phone under local splash. So I'll put phone and text. Sometimes, like, if they try calling you and you don't answer, they will leave a message and they'll shoot you a quick text. Just letting you know, hey, we tried reaching out. Give us a call when you get a chance. Okay? And then I'm putting in here. Now, once we get that Google Business Profile page, created, we're going to also create you this QR code, or it'll be like a link that we encourage you to send to any of your past clients to leave you reviews, because we call it the modern-day word of mouth, right? So we encourage that. On that Google, on the Facebook page that you have, are you able to add us on as managers so that way we can run the Facebook ads?
What kind of Facebook ad would it be?
So the Facebook ad, basically what it does is, like, let's say someone's on Google searching up your services, right? Then they happen to go to Facebook, and they're just looking at pictures or stories. all of a sudden your ad is going to pop up on their feed. So it's like your ad is basically like reminding them, hey, you were looking for an electrician. Here's the company that offers it. Okay.
So I don't know that I want to give out any controls for my Facebook.
Are you able to do this? Create a different Facebook page, okay? Not talking about the one that you have now, right? Because I understand, like, this one is kind of like your follower one, you know?
Yeah.
If you can open up another Facebook, but make it like a business page, right?
Okay.
Just separate from this one, and then provide us that link and add us on as managers on there. This way, we can run the Facebook ads. We're not going to be owners to that page, but so this way you feel more comfortable with your access. If you create a shell page, it's easier. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll try to look. I'm still demonetized on my other one by doing anything outside the guidelines.
And I would do it. Yeah, and what I would do is when you create it, maybe create it as like, I don't know, Steven, do it all separate. Steven, you know, or do it like, you know how your logo looks separated? Do it maybe like that. So this way it doesn't look like the other one exactly, you know what I mean? And then it'll look more like a business Facebook page. And that's the one that you'll add us on as managers. Again, we're not taking ownership of it. It's just so this way we can do the Facebook advertising. Okay?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So I'll let them know that you'll set up that shell account. And then let me put that on here. Yeah, we always recommend that everyone makes their own business Facebook page because it's just easier for you, you know? And then you don't have a website, so I'm going to have to create a website for you, okay?
Okay.
If you have any pictures, any content that you want us to use, we'll discuss that with you during your client interview that I'll set up for you for tomorrow, okay?
Okay.
And then, let me see here. Okay. All right, perfect. Okay. So now I'm going to go over the billing with you. So, Stephen, for the payment, the card that you're going to be using today, is that card in your name? Does it have the business name, or is it in both?
Just my name.
Okay. And is it Stephen just with your last name, or is there like a middle initial?
Initial J.
J? Okay. Same billing address as your home address?
Yeah.
Okay. How's the weather over there right now? Probably cold.
We got about a foot and a half of snow.
Oh, my Lord Jesus. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That's cold. Oh, boy. Yeah, we're in the 60s over here and I'm freezing. Everyone laughs at me back east because they're like, what do you mean? That's like shorts and flip-flop weather. I'm like, no way.
Yeah, that's too cold for me. We were negative last night, now we're up to 13.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I know the South is getting hit pretty hard too, right, with cold weather.
Yeah.
I'm sending you right now the number for our customer service department. So I know you're driving, but I do want you, when you get a chance, make sure that you save that phone number in your contacts, okay, under our company name, Local Splash. So you know we're on the West Coast, so we're always 3 hours behind you. Our hours of operation is always Monday through Friday, 7 to 4, but for you, that is 10 to 7. Okay, Monday through Friday. And then is this a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover, Stephen?
Visa.
And what's that card number when you're ready?
4266.
Okay.
7152-0779.
Okay. I'm going to repeat it back to you, 4266-8418-7571-52. I messed up somewhere.
Yeah, 7152.
7152. Okay. I knew I messed up somewhere. So let me make sure I got it right. 4266-8418-7152-0779, right?
Correct.
Okay. Expiration month and year?
04 of 30.
04 of 30. And then what is the CVV code on the back?
670.
Okay. Now, before I process this transaction, okay, I'm going to walk you through our voice verification recording because I have you at a pre-discounted agreement. And basically, it's an added form of protection for you that I'm going to send in writing along with your invoice. When I am walking you through it, if there is anything you don't understand, okay, do me a favor and stop me so we can review and clarify. Just say, hey, Nadine, what does that mean? And I'll rephrase it for you. I want to make sure, Stephen, that you have a firm understanding before I process the transaction. Does that sound good?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to turn on the recording, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Stephen J. 120 Gold.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Stephen J. Ravisi, owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
You are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Please make sure to save our 877-635-6225 number as Local Splash under your contacts. Please allow 24 hours for Local Splash to return all calls to you. Okay? As a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may get calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. I will provide you a security question to verify that the call is coming from Local Splash and not another company. So you can choose that it either be your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Mother's maiden name.
Okay. And what was your mom's maiden name?
Devane? Correct.
Okay. So let's say you get a call from someone and they're saying that they're Local Splash, but you're not sure, okay? Just call and just say, hey, what's my security question? If they hang up on you, then you know it wasn't us calling. If they refuse to give you the security question, then you disconnect the call on them.
Okay.
Okay. Now, several of my clients, to give you an example, they get calls by a company called Yelp. Basically, what Yelp is a directory, and they do specific advertising for that directory listing. If you do receive those calls and you are interested in trying it out, let me know, and we can offer you a discounted rate. Okay?
Okay.
In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes, and I'm in the process of something that I don't know if it would count as related.
What are you in the process of right now?
So it's going from last June, so I don't know how soon it's going to happen. I'm trying to create a website, a subscription base, for people who want to subscribe to my content, and I give them premium content. It's not related to me doing electrical work at people's houses like this ad is, but it will have the same name.
It will have the same name.
Well, it's based on CJ 120 volts, you know.
Okay. So basically, it shouldn't interfere with what we're doing, because basically what we're doing is, you know, first page placement and all, right? But that website, if you want that website to be put in place, okay, of the website that we're currently creating for you, like let's say you're like, hey, can you guys promote this website instead on my Google Business profile, then we just switch it out. It's not a big deal.
Okay.
Okay.
Right. Like, okay. I paid these people last June, and still haven't followed come through yet. So who knows if it happens anytime soon.
Oh, okay. Got it. Yeah. If anything, just it shouldn't interfere with what we're doing, because it's like content creation, right, for your videos, correct?
Correct.
Yeah. So it shouldn't interfere, you know. And even I'm gonna actually verify too with my manager. I don't see the problem of us having it as the Stephen J, right? But I'm going to ask him his opinion, too, at the same time. I think, just so that way before we get everything squared off, okay? Just
yeah.
to see, it's always good to have another opinion on it, right?
Yeah.
Now, so what this basically means on this part, too, just to kind of let you know, like, let's say you were going to do Facebook ads. We would tell you, hey, don't do it because we're already doing the Facebook ads, because we just don't want you spending more money if you don't need to. Okay?
Okay.
Now, as part of our verification process, okay, it is essential that we receive the following documents in a timely manner. Okay? Now, these may include business license, proof of insurance, or any other documentation recommended for the Google Business Verification. Now, I know you don't have any registration or anything like that for the business game, because this is like your side hustle, right? But
yeah.
Even, Stephen, if you send us like a copy of your, I think you said you have the Master's Electrician one.
Yeah.
Even if you send us
yeah.
a copy of that, because you're basically showing like, look at, my name is Stephen J, you know, and I'm licensed,
yeah.
right? So at least they see that you're legit, you know what I mean? And so some
okay.
of those items that we're going to put on that list you might not have, so just send us what you can, okay?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Now, we do kindly ask that you get these items submitted to us within the first 7 days. Failure to provide the necessary documentation within this time frame may result in delays or suspension of your account. Do you agree to submit these items within 7 days?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is January 26, 2026, in the non-refundable amount of $398. Now, this is a 3-month verbal agreement. So that means that your monthly payments will automatically renew on the 26th day of each month in the amount of $299. This is a monthly recurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support, which is the number I asked you to save, 877-635-6225. Now, if you choose to cancel the account, we ask that you at least call 3 business days before your billing is due. Okay? Make sure that you speak with a live representative. If you cancel it within the first 90 days, there will be an early termination fee. If you cancel it after the 90 days, there's no termination fee. Okay?
Okay.
Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
Okay. So in just a second, you're going to be getting a receipt and several emails, okay, that I want to ask my manager a quick question.
Okay.
You're hands-free, right?
Right. Yeah.
Okay. Let me see. And you're insured, right?
Correct.
Is there any way you can get business cards made? Have you considered getting business cards?
No.
No? Something that would say like Stephen J. 120 volts on it?
If I have something that I gave our administration like 3 years ago, it's
if you what?
I don't know. I gave our administration like 3 years ago. I have no idea if I can find them or how often.
I'm just saying, because I think that'd be a good thing, right?
Yeah. I got a t-shirt, I got a t-shirt, I have two t-shirts. Oh, I got it. Yeah.
Okay, I'm just getting some feedback from her. Bear with me. Okay. She's suggesting the same thing. She likes the Stephen J. 120 volts. All right. And then how does your schedule look for tomorrow, Stephen, for your client interview? What I'm going to do is... I block out an hour. It takes about 30 to 40 minutes. It might take a little bit longer depending on how many questions or details you have, but we do make it at a time that is convenient for you. So do you prefer something like morning, midday, or like something in the late afternoon?
I'm saying noon, but let me, I just got home. Let me verify with my wife.
Yeah. Take your time.
On Tuesday, we babysit our granddaughters, and that's nap time. I just want to make sure that she hasn't.
Your grandpa? You sound too young. And wait a minute, is that you in the videos?
Yeah, then
you started young like I did. I was a grandma at 45. Okay.
Wow.
So
me, I'm going to be 48 now, and we have five.
Well, listen, I got 18, and my husband and I'm going to be 54 this year. So
wow.
We got 18. Yeah, I know. That's what happens when you're Hispanic. They say in Catholic, you have a lot of kids.
Wow.
Right.
Hold on. Oh, just sit in the house right now. Tracy, can I make a phone call tomorrow at noon during nap time? Okay. Yep, I'm available.
Okay. Good. Let me see what's on the calendar. Perfect. And what will happen, Stephen, is we'll call you from that 877 number. I'll send you a reminder an hour before the interview just so that way you know what's coming up in the next hour. But if for some reason, let's say we call you right, and you needed like, I don't know, 5 or 10 more minutes, listen, just pick up the call and just say, hey, can you guys call me back or I need to reschedule it? and they'll reschedule it for you, okay? So I actually, here's what I have available for tomorrow, which is the 27th. The time I give you is in your time zone. We can either do an 11 to 12, okay, so they'll call you within that time frame, or it's going to be 1 to 2, or I have appointments way later after that. 6 to 7 would be the latest.
So I can do 6 to 7.
You want to do 6 to 7? Okay, let's do that. And I'll send you the calendar invite on that one. Give me just a second here. Now, if I'm not in a meeting or on another call, I'm actually going to be the one to call you to introduce you to your technician. If I am not available when it's time to call you, they will proceed without me. They won't wait. Okay?
Okay.
So I'm going to really try to do my best to be available because I like doing the introduction. Since we've already built that rapport, it just makes it an easier transition for you too, you know. So give it just a couple of minutes. You're going to get that receipt and a couple of other emails. We're just going to go over two of them, and then you'll be all set, okay?
Yeah.
Now, one of those, what it's going to ask you for is send us the following pictures of these items, okay? Now, these are items that basically – some of them you're going to have and some of them you won't, okay? So you're going to send us what you can. So one of them is going to ask you, send us pictures of your work tools, your work equipment, okay? Send us pictures of your work vehicle with the license plate showing. Send us pictures if you have business license and insurance. I would recommend send the ones that you that shows that you're a master electrician and the one that shows you're insured. Okay.
And these aren't pretty pictures for advertising. This is just to prove I'm actually in business. Like
these are just to show Google that you are legitimately, that you're legit, right? Because you don't have anything that shows the company name, but you're showing, yeah, I'm an electrician. Okay.
Okay.
But these will not post online. And then if you don't have business cards, that's why I say, like, send us what you can. Whatever you don't have, don't worry about it. Then what we're going to do is we're going to get you verified through Google. It's very important to keep the open communication with us, okay, because this is how we're going to help you be successful as well as us being successful in assisting you. The other thing is the Facebook page. So I know you were driving, but I still just want to go over with you. I need you to create a separate business Facebook page, okay, from the one that you have with your followers. Okay, because that other business page is what we're going to use when we're running the Facebook ads. Okay, I encourage you to even post on that one, even if it's once a month. Keep your content fresh on that. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. And then, and we'll just need the link to that one. So once you create it, just shoot the link in via text, whatever's the easiest, or during the client interview.
With the one I already have, I mean, where it's full of content and everything.
Yeah.
I make basically $1,000 to $5,000 a month in getting paid for views. So I don't want to mess that up, but like what happens if we just use that one? Like does that somehow violate Facebook terms of monetization, or you don't know anything about that?
I don't know about that. And I wouldn't want to mess it up, so I think it might be better because you get paid on that one. Keep this one that we're gonna run the Facebook ads on separate.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So this way it doesn't interfere with any of that one. Do you see what I'm saying? So with the other one, just create it, but don't do it like, you know how you have the name and it's all together as one word? Do them separate words, right? Just create it as a business Facebook page, okay? You can create it through your personal one and then provide us that link. Because see, you know, after you explain further, well, I get paid on that one, right, for the content. I wouldn't want that to be interfered. Do you see what I'm saying? So we'd rather not even touch that. Create a new one. Add us on as managers on that one. You could have several different pages anyways. And then we'll actually run the ads off of the other one. Okay?
Yeah.
So this way it doesn't cross. Make sense?
Yes.
So I'm glad you clarified that too. Okay, good. So I let them know that you're going to be sending out a new one. You're going to create it, and then you'll provide the link. And if you could look at your emails or your text messages, I need you to find the one, Stephen, that says let me go here. It says initial invoice. And it would have came either before or after the welcome one.
Okay.
I know you got several of them. So if you want to read them off, I'll tell you which one it is.
Okay, hold on. I'm no longer driving. I just made it home.
Okay. Oh, good. You made it home safe.
Yeah. I got one at 5:15 that says VIP with Facebook ads. And then local splash initial invoice.
That one. Go ahead and open that up. And it goes on to say, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Copy of your invoice is located below this email. Please click here to accept your subscription terms. You're going to click on that.
Hold on. So, oh, yeah.
Okay. And then it's going to open up a page that'll say at the very top, Local Splash, Terms of Experience.
Okay.
You're going to scroll to the bottom. You're going to see where it has your phone number, where it says mobile phone. It's got your number. Right underneath of that, there's three boxes. The first box says that you agree to receive text messages from us, so you check the box. The other one says that you certify it's your name on the card that you provided. The information is true and correct. The other one says that you acknowledge that the payments are reoccurring. And then at the bottom, where it tells you to type your name, you're going to put, as it reads there, Stephen space J, no period, space, and then your last name.
Okay.
And then you'll click on confirm signature. And when you do that, it should take you to a page that's going to ask you to put a username and a password. Let me know when you're there.
Okay, so I'm on the bottom now. I type my name, right? Yeah.
Type your name in that box. Don't put a period after the J because it doesn't recognize all these little symbols. You might, if you're looking at it from your phone, you might have to turn it sideways, like horizontal, so you could see it better.
No, so I confirm signature?
Yep, confirm your signature. And then it'll open up a page that tells you to put a username and a password. Let me know when you're there.
I'm there.
Okay. So your username is always going to be your phone number, no dashes. So let's try it while we're on the phone. Put your phone number.
Okay.
And then your password, it's going to be all lowercase, and it's one word, okay? And we've texted it to you, but I'm going to read it to you anyways. So it's going to be S as in Sam, E as in Edward, M as in Mary, Internet. So S-E-M, Internet.
Okay.
And then log in. And then it should take you to a page that's saying, like, connect your Google profile.
Yeah.
Okay. You don't need to do anything there, but the reason why I wanted to show you this is because this is where you would go in and check your results with us. Okay?
Okay.
So with our timeline, within 5 to 7 days, you could start going in and tracking. See what phone calls you're getting, how many keywords you're listed for, view your profiles, how many times you came up in the search results, how many times you clicked on your Facebook ad. So you can view all of that, okay? Now, five to 7 days, you're listed in the directories, okay? 7 to 14 days, your Facebook ads as well as your website are live. Keep in mind that these can already start generating phone calls for you. We always state in the terms and conditions that we send you in writing, getting you verified, creating the profile and optimizing it, I'm always going to give you the timeline of 60 to 90 days, even when I have seen, Stephen, that it has happened a lot sooner. I prefer to stick to that timeline because I like to underpromise and overdeliver. Okay? But we'll send you notifications as these steps are being processed, and this is why I tell you it's not going to overwhelm you. It's to provide you a steady flow that you can pick and choose the ones you want to take without having that cost per call. Okay?
Yeah.
So tomorrow we will give you a call then between 6 and 7 o'clock your time, and I'll send you the reminder an hour before. Okay?
Okay. Perfect.
I want to be the first to congratulate you and welcome you to our Local Splash family. Thank you so much for giving us the opportunity to help you grow your business. I'm super excited for you.
All right. Thank you very much.
You are so welcome. My pleasure. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.